आज यहाँ न्यूजीलैंड में आज दुनिया भर में आज वर्ल्ड ड्राउनिंग प्रिवेंशन डे मनाया जा रहा है। और यहाँ न्यूजीलैंड में ऐसी कई घटनाएं घटी हैं जहाँ पर लोगों ने अपनी जान गंवाई है ड्राउनिंग की वजह से, लोगों ने परिवार वाले गंवाए हैं ड्राउनिंग की वजह से। ऐसे में मैंने सोचा, और हमारी इंडियन कम्युनिटी में ड्राउनिंग की बहुत सारी समस्याएं हैं, बहुत सारी समस्याएं हैं, ये बात अलग है कि इसके बारे में चर्चे नहीं होते। तो ऐसे में मैं ड्राउनिंग प्रिवेंशन ऑकलैंड की चीफ एग्जेक्टिव निकला क्लीन बिगलर से बातें करूंगी अगले एड ब्रेक के बाद, रिगार्डिंग कि ड्राउनिंग इश्यूज कितनी बड़ी है और इसको क्यों आज का दिन इम्पोर्टेंट है सारी दुनिया वालों के लिए। विल स्पीक विद निकला राइट आफ्टर दिस एड ब्रेक। एज आई सेड, निकला विल बी ऑन आवर टेलीफोन लाइन फ्रॉम डीपीए। गुड मॉर्निंग टू यू निकला। व्हाई इज वर्ल्ड ड्राउनिंग प्रिवेंशन डे इम्पोर्टेंट फॉर डीपीए?
Good morning. Well, World Drowning Prevention Day is a global initiative to raise awareness about drowning prevention as a key public health issue. It's really important to Drowning Prevention Auckland because we exist to educate and empower everyone on how to be safe and on and around the water. So it's a great day to spread our message and to get people to enjoy the water safely and come home at the end of the day.
What have you been doing today to raise awareness about drowning, and can you tell me more about events and activities which are happening here today?
Sure. We had a beautiful start at dawn this morning at Ngāi Whare Wātea Marae out at Mangere, where we had a ceremony to acknowledge the loss of life each year to drowning and to also raise hope about the power of education. We also have about 200 organisations that are going blue around Auckland and the country. They include schools, workplaces, there's some lighting buildings, dressing up in blue, running fundraisers. And in partnership with AUT Millennium today, we've had flash floats, which is where the public get into the pool, float together, show how easy it is to do something that could literally save your life. So that's, yeah, a number of things that are happening today.
Yeah. Nicola, who is most at risk of drowning? Do you have some stats?
I do. So drowning doesn't discriminate. So anyone can drown, and obviously no one should. What we do know is that people new to New Zealand are at greater risk because they arrive in New Zealand without understanding of our waterways. Our waterways can be more challenging. So, unfortunately, in the last 5 years, 27% of our drowning statistics in Auckland have been of Asian descent.
Wow, it's a huge number, right?
Yes, it is.
Is this an issue in our Indian community as well, Nicola?
It is. There's been some real tragic cases for the Indian community over the last couple of years. We've been very proud to run a program specifically for Indian people called YWISE that's been quite successful, but we would really encourage your community to partner with us to get involved. The more we work together to understand your mindset and your knowledge about waterways, the more that we can actually support you to learn just the little things that might make a difference.
What's the main issue here? Is it they don't know how to swim, or they do not know how to deal when they are in waters?
I think it's complicated. I think it's the local knowledge of our particular waterways here. It's not straightforward. You can Google where to go in Auckland. It's going to send you to Piha Marae. These are really dangerous beaches that you need to understand. What we are trying to push today is the power of floating. That if you know how to float, you could literally save your life. And I think that is an accessible learning that everyone could pick up today and make a difference.
So, can you tell us more about your educational campaign, Float First?
So Float First is based on international research, and it's actually very simple. What it's saying is that if you float, it gives you the best chance of survival if you're in trouble in the water. How do you float? Well, you float first, you float on your back, you breathe normally, you signal for help, and then you survive by swimming or floating. So everybody can float. We all float differently, and learning how to float could make a really big difference if you find yourself in trouble in the water.
So, where can we learn how to float?
So we've got some amazing resources on our website, and we have some of those translated into Hindi as well. And I
Okay.
believe they might also be on your Facebook page
Yeah, I
or your
saw that this
website.
morning. Yeah.
Yeah. We also have aquatic warrior fitness sessions where adults can come to the pool and they can, with one of our educators, see if they can float. And if they can't, we can help them learn how to. It's it's very straightforward. It's nothing to be afraid of. Many of our young people that are involved in any Learn to Swim program across the country are learning to float. It's one of the first things that you learn. So our focus is very much around adults. How can we ensure that adults understand how to float and have the same understanding as children that are learning to swim?
Yeah. I know how to swim, but I always encourage my family members. Most of them do not know how to swim. So where can we get all this information?
So our website's probably a great place to start, dpanz.org.nz. If you search for Float First, you'll get all of the information that we've talked about today. We're really keen to engage with the Indian community, so please do reach out to us. You can find us on social media, and we'd love to connect with you, meet with you, and, you know, solve this issue together.
Yeah, good one. Very good initiative. Thank you very much for your time this morning,
Thank
Nicola.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
DPA ड्राउनिंग प्रिवेंशन ऑकलैंड की निकला से हमारी बात हो रही थी. चीफ एग्जीक्यूटिव है यहाँ की. हमारे तराना फेसबुक पेज पर आप जाएंगे तो वहाँ पर आपको दिखेगा, यदि आप पानी में मुसीबत में पड़ जाते हैं तो फ्लोट फर्स्ट, पहले तैरना आपको जीवित रहने का सबसे अच्छा मौका देता है. सबसे पहले फ्लोट करना सीखें कि अगर ऐसा हुआ तो पानी में आप पानी के अंदर नहीं जाए. अगर कुछ ऐसा हो गया, आप समुद्र में चले गए, नदी में गए, इवन पूल में भी कुछ ऐसा हुआ, तो कैसे अपने आप को फ्लोट करना है, इसके एक वीडियो बकायदा इसमें दिखाई गई है. आप तराना फेसबुक पेज पर आज जाएंगे. एंड वी आर वेरी हैप्पी टू बी पार्ट ऑफ दिस ड्राउनिंग प्रिवेंशन ऑकलैंड, बिकॉज हम लोग जाते हैं, हमें बड़ा शौक है बीचेस पर जाना, फिशिंग करने जाना, पर हमें तैरना छोड़ो, हमें फ्लोट करना नहीं आता. So we must learn. और आज के दिन यही अवेयरनेस किया जा रहा है. क्या आपको तैरना आता है? Do you swim?